Today, Laura and I will be discussing taking your power back.
Welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt. Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
My name is Tina Mason, and Laura and I challenge you to join us in believing in your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment. We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to? So, Laura, what are we discussing today?
Oh, well, after you've learned how to say no, how to take that power back. I've got the power. Hey, yeah.
So,
yes.
So, one of the most, I think, empowering things, as in taking your power back. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the first steps, of course, always is learning to say no. And we talked about a couple podcasts ago, we talked about how hard it is to say no, because mm-hmm. we are taught from birth that it is rude or it's disrespectful.
Be a good girl.
Be polite, mm-hmm. be kind, never say no, you know, and that is for myself as a woman, not having the ability to say no or feeling guilty saying no definitely can put you in a really dangerous situation.
Yeah, and in tight space, not tight spaces, but like in tight, like I've overextended myself and now I didn't say no enough.
Right, or, you know, yeah, I know your mom, just jump in.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to.
If anybody would like to come on and be a guest, we would love to have your input. So please just push that little ask to be a guest button.
Let us know how you got back your power after you learned to set that no boundary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So.
Yeah. And it says, you know, you might not realize it, but many of the feelings you get, you know, from of things you do so freely, saying yes to things you should be saying no to, acting in ways that are not congruent with your truth, just so you can get love, validation, and approval. Though this is incredibly dangerous, just like we said, not learning how to say no.
Right. And staying in places, relationships that are toxic are all ways in which you give away your power. And this is incredibly dangerous. And many of us have been burned by not truly just being ourselves mm-hmm. and by not saying, I'm not okay with that. I'm not good with that.
Yeah. And I don't understand. I understand sometimes economical situations keep you in a marriage or something, but mm-hmm. it's like, you got one life to live, man. Come on, take back that power and find your freedom. You know, just watching what's going on in the media nowadays with good old Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, right? And I'm like, why did these two stay in this toxic ass relationship? They both had money, so it's not like they had to stay together because they had nowhere to go live. They
exactly.
had two or three houses, right? Why did they stay? I don't understand. Which one gave away their power? From what I'm hearing, it seems like Johnny Depp did.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing.
From
I'm not judging because I'm not there. But that it seems like he gave away his power and he was letting that abuse. And I personally don't understand it.
Well, and for you, because of your upbringing, you were brought up by a very strong woman. Mm-hmm. Lele's a tough lady.
Yeah.
And you were also brought up in another country in Argentina. And you are just you had to learn how to defend yourself, be strong. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the story you told about, you told that a guy kept trying to like snuggle up next to you on the bus, and you just stabbed him in the leg with your protractor. Mm-hmm. I love that story. That's one of my favorites.
I don't know how deep it went because he had jeans, but he definitely felt it.
Well, he didn't snuggle up next to you again, did he?
Not.
No. But, you know, in that situation right there, not taking your power back, right, and not if you would have just continued to allow that behavior, mm-hmm. And not taking your power back and said, no, these are my boundaries. then what's the next step to that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That puts you in a very dangerous situation.
Yes.
So, and, you know, we did the episode before where we talked about, you know, learning how to say no and how hard it is to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, when you say no, when no is needed, you need to say it with conviction, too. It's not like, well, no.
Maybe no, yeah.
You know, it's no. No, you may not touch me. No, I do not want to go with you. No, I do not want to. I mean, you don't have to be, if they're not being unkind or rude, you don't have to be unkind or rude, but you need to say it with conviction, because the majority of people, they have no idea how dangerous it can be to say yes all the time.
Yes.
And just how absolutely unhealthy it is to constantly try to please everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you're betraying yourself. And one of the things that Laura and I work so hard on all the time is teaching people about self-love, which starts with self-forgiveness and learning to say no.
Yeah.
You know, and even though, you know, everybody falls into the trap from time to time of saying yes to something that you didn't really want to, right?
Yeah.
When you start practicing saying no, when no is needed, and if you say it with conviction, not only are you taking your power back, but you will also reclaim your right to your life, to your happiness,
yes.
To your purpose and love.
I have a male relative who does not like to say no. It's almost impossible for him to say no. And you can see how miserable he is when he said yes to something and he has to go do it. And he does it out of his kindness of his heart, of course, but you can just see how unhappy he is. And it's like, come on, just tell him no.
Yeah.
I want to go behind him and be like, no, he's not going to do this. Leave him alone. You know, but they know he's kind and that he always says yes. And everybody asks him for stuff.
Mm.
And it's like, take back that power, man.
Have you ever talked to him about saying no?
I have. And he's very uncomfortable with it.
He's just uncomfortable with saying, as soon as you said that, I know exactly which relative you're talking about. You know, he is such a nice
man,
too.
He's a beautiful man, but he cannot say no.
Yeah.
And then one of the main ones and that gets to me is that just avoid that language that implies that you're a victim.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, so saying things like, I have to work 60 hours a week, or I had no choice but to say yes. That just tells people that you're a victim of unfortunate circumstances, right? Well, there certainly will be consequences for the decisions that you're making, right? Acknowledge that you have the choice.
Yeah. And when, you know, when we put ourselves in that constant victim mode of, I don't have a choice, I can't, that's all you're doing is victimizing yourself, and you're literally handing your power to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important to, you know, in our house, we don't even use the word victim, or at our office, we don't use, we use the word survivor, because, you know, we 100% believe that you have the right. I did not have the ability as a small child to stop myself from being sexually assaulted. But I have the right to not let it continue to control my life.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a victim. I am a survivor. And just in your own head, say the word victim and then say the word survivor. Which one feels more empowering?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is taking your power back?
Yeah.
And so I 100% agree with Laura. Calling yourself a victim is one of the worst things that you can do for yourself,
mm-hmm.
because you don't have to work 60 hours a week if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
There's consequences.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't have as much money as you need to pay your bills. Maybe you won't be able to work at that job anymore, or something along those lines.
But it is a choice.
But it is a choice. Mm-hmm. And when we say, I have to do this, I must do this, we are telling ourselves that we have no power over our own life.
Yeah.
And we do. We absolutely do. Sometimes, you know, I may say, I'm going to work 60 hours this week because if I don't, I'm not going to have enough money to pay my bills. But I know I don't have to if I don't want to.
Correct. Yeah. And what you tell yourself, you become.
100%.
You know, if you constantly say I'm a victim, that's the mentality you're going to portray to everybody.
Absolutely.
So, be a survivor.
And, you know, taking back your power by distancing yourself from toxic people and setting strong boundaries is such a huge step.
That sets you free. If you haven't practiced it,
oh my goodness.
Do so.
Yeah, and it's so scary at first. And if anybody would like to be a guest and come on, please feel free to hit that ask to be a guest button there. But Laura and I both, through our own personal journeys, we have seen people fall by the wayside, or people who no longer want to, you know, call us or anything. And a lot of times, we were just talking about this the other day, a lot of times when we look back at those people, we realize that they didn't ever call to check on us. They didn't ever call to see how we were doing. They didn't ever say, hey, I saw a post on Facebook or here or there, or hey, I saw you opened your own business. Congratulations. You know, it was always, we saw their post and we reached out to them, and they spent 2 hours telling us, you know, all of their problems. And I've talked about it before. I had that one, quote, friend from childhood who I tried this little experiment once I started kind of taking my power back. And I tried that little experiment with them of, okay, so, you know, I would let her talk for a few minutes and then I would change the subject to me. And she would either change the subject back or she'd have to go. And in one conversation, she changed the subject back to herself within 60 seconds, 17 times. Yeah. And when I said to her, I was like, hey, do you realize that every time I tried, you know, really hard to kind of change this around back to
what was going on in my life?
What was going on in my life? 17 times, you changed the subject back to you within 60 seconds. And she told me that that was ridiculous. And then she said she had to go. And I have never heard from her again.
That was a gift in disguise.
Yeah, and I'm totally okay with that.
It brought you a lot of abundance.
It really... Stop it. You just stop it right now.
Sorry.
Stop it right now. Oh, Laura, 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 Laura. So back to what we were talking about.
So back to taking back your power, distancing yourself from toxic people.
So that joke actually has something to do with us distancing ourselves from a toxic person. So we just, it was a little insider. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I know everybody wants to be good, right? And it's hard to walk away from some people, but entertaining people who literally take the life out of you is only going to leave you feeling, you know, powerless and confused and depleted of all energy. I've had those energy vampires that you walk away.
Yeah, that's what we call them, energy vampires.
And they drain you, right? Your life is yours to live. And you have the right to walk away.
Absolutely.
Why do you feel like you have to stay with this person that's being so negative? Oh, you were a friend for 20 years? Okay, people change.
Absolutely.
And they became toxic now because of whatever. It doesn't mean you throw them to the curb immediately. You evaluate it.
Well, and talk to them. You know, like I tried to talk to my friend,
yes,
quotations. She did a little bun dance and, sorry. But, you know, I tried to talk to her and say, hey, did you realize that this is what's going on? And instead of looking at it and going, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. I did do that. I am so sorry. Tell me about your world.
Yeah.
You know, she said that that was ridiculous and then just never called me anymore.
Yeah,
so it was almost like she had this list of 10 people who would listen to her problems.
Let me call somebody else.
And, you know, she just marked me off of that list. And what was that movie? Billy Madison.
I don't know.
It was Billy Madison, and he like had to go back to school when he was like in his 20s, and he calls that one guy that he used to bully in school all the time, and he's like sitting there, and he has like, he calls in and he's like, man, I was such a jerk to you and I am so sorry, and you know, can you please forgive me and everything, and the guy is like, yeah, man, no, I've never even thought of it again. Thanks. Hangs up the phone and he like pulls out this big, huge, long sheet of like 50 people of, and it says like hit list at the top and like marks him off of the hit list. And I was like, whew, called him just in the nick of time. Sorry, no, a little sidebar.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So just, and learn to take your power back from those people and do what's right for you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's days, and I mean, it doesn't mean, like I said, you totally wipe off the person, right? But maybe there's one day you're just not feeling it. Like, I can't take this today. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not the person to talk to today about this.
Exactly.
You should not feel bad. Because if I'm talking to Tina about a problem, I want you to be open and feeling okay to talk to me about it. If you're having a bad day and I come and dump a whole bunch of crap on you as well, have that boundary and be like, look, today I'm just not feeling it. Please, is there anybody else you can talk to?
Well, my girls call it trauma dumping.
Yeah.
And both of them say, like, anytime they get on a plane, whoever is sitting next to them, literally the plane, the wheels will go up and the person next to them will turn to them and be like, so let me tell you what happened to me today.
Yeah.
And I've, had to explain to them, it is absolutely okay. Because they both put headphones in. And then I've told both of them, I'm like, you're not their therapist. They're not paying you to be their therapist. You paid for the plane ticket just like they did. Mm-hmm. And you have a right to be in your space and say...
In silence.
Yeah, in silence.
Yeah.
And so, you take a earbud out and you say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. And then they, start to say whatever it is that they're saying. And then you say, that's really unfortunate, but I really need some me time right now.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm using this plane to prep for my own shit that I got going on.
Yeah.
And, I really do hope all that works out for you. Put the earbud back in. That's not, you're not being unkind. Just like I always say, that blood is not ownership. Mm-hmm. Sitting next to me on public transportation is not ownership either.
No, yeah.
That is not.
And then definitely don't give in to the guilt trips, or refuse to speak up for yourself. That gives the power to the other people.
Exactly.
Usually. Rather than blame them for wasting your time, or forcing you to do something, recognize that you're in charge of yourself, just like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell them, just take that power back to yourself and set your boundary. Establish a healthy physical and emotional boundary, right, to give you that control over how you spend your time. It's your time and who you spend it with.
And who you spend it with. And that is so vital because, we oftentimes will say, this person made me do this.
Yeah.
Did they have a gun?
I had to sit there and listen to them for 2 hours.
Did they have a gun?
Yeah.
Because why are you calling me? Why aren't you calling the police? there's ramifications for that. Nobody should be forced to, nobody can be forced.
But you feel that guilt trip. But
And who taught you that?
Yeah.
Society. And it's...
Society.
It is
tight.
Hello, amazing listeners. Sorry for the interruption, but Laura and I wanted to ask for your help.
There is this cool program that we use called Patreon. When you sign up for Patreon under Who Said You Have To, you will get exclusive gifts from Tina and me.
For as little as $5 a month, you can get bonus content, live videos with Laura and me, which coffee and wine.
Fully clothed.
As well as an awesome Who Said You Have To sticker.
Another way to help us is to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews are how we grow our listenership.
Laura and I love doing this podcast, and we truly appreciate all of your support.
Now, back to the show.
Yeah, I mean, Laura and I, what we do is can be very emotionally draining, what we do for a living. And when I get home, there is a just kind of a common rule at my house that everybody gives me an hour to just
to
relax
rebalance.
And just to rebalance. And they'll come outside and they'll say, hey, you good? I have something I need to talk to you about. Are you good?
Mm-hmm. Even I'll peek through your door and be like, are you good?
You good? And that's because I've set those healthy boundaries and my family and my friends respect that. Mm-hmm. And those are the people you want to surround yourself with, is the people that are going to respect your boundaries. And there is no given time frame of what your boundaries should be.
Yeah.
If you need 4 hours, take 4 hours. If you need 15 minutes, you take 15 minutes. It is your choice. And society's already explained to you that you have to take all this crap from toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let them tell you what is acceptable time frame either.
Yeah.
So, and start, accept the responsibility for how you feel. Because when you start accepting the responsibility, you realize you have a choice. Mm-hmm. You get to choose. And you don't let other people's behavior dictate your emotions. You know, like, let's say your mother-in-law makes you feel bad about yourself, or claiming that you're saying that your boss made you mad. That suggests that they have the power over how you feel. Mm-hmm. Instead of that, you know, and we are going to do a episode actually on emotions versus mm-hmm. feelings, right? Instead, you know, you look at that. What did your mother-in-law say? Well, I'll tell you something my mother-in-law said to me. I had lost 30 pounds, and she said, "You really can't tell." And back then, that really hurt my feelings and blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. And my response should have been, "Oh, I guess you need to go to the eye doctor," you know, instead of running and crying, because that's what you know what I mean? Or if your boss makes you mad, decide, is it something I can go and have a conversation with them and just say, "Hey, when you said that, it made me feel this."
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, I have a sign in my office, and I can't remember exact verbiage, but it's in relationship to that. It's like, you are responsible for how you react and how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, you can come tell me, "Oh, you're dumb and ugly." Well, that's how you feel. Well, you know, that's how you feel. It's not how I feel. And I'm not going to react to that. I'm not going to let the rest of my day be ruined because of how somebody else sees me. Dumbest shit ever.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done, I'm not saying this is, my whole life, but yeah. It's like, once I realize that, I'm like, how does somebody else, the way somebody else sees me, why should that affect me? That's their choice.
Absolutely. And I tell people all the time, I will say, you know, you are 100% allowed to have your mm-hmm. truth. And if that's your truth, that's fine. But that's not my truth.
Yeah.
And it is okay for, I'm not saying you're right and I'm wrong on it, or that I'm right and you're wrong. I'm just saying that that's not my truth. Yeah. That's not where I choose to live.
Yeah. And definitely how somebody feels about you. It's none of your business.
Well, 99.9% of the time, unless you've specifically done something to them, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then let go of the blame.
Yeah, let go of that self-blame.
Yeah, it's like, I know you think you have the right to blame the past, your parents, your partners, your family, whatever, whoever wronged you, you know, for whatever negative or toxic emotions that have been stored in your body for all this time. You know, and you may be right, but you know what? It doesn't have to matter anymore. Let it go. You know, because blame is one of the most poisonous things you can hold on to. And then that actually gets trapped in your body, as we, you know, you and I have been in studying. The longer you hold on to it, the weaker you're going to feel, you know, and the harder it's going to be for you to take back your power and just be your true self again. It's not worth clinging on to those. And I'm very hard trying to teach this to my children now so they don't grow up the way I did. Holding on to all those trapped.
Well, and then what does it do to the body? It starts breaking the body down, and it starts creating diseases in the body.
Daily, yeah. And it just gets stored there. I've been storing an emotion, I don't know, probably for the way it came out and the anger that came out when that emotion was released physically from my body. I was like, this has got to be 40 years old because it was brutal.
I remember that.
You were there.
I was there when that happened.
You were there.
And, you know, one of the really important things is to... to make your self-worth independent of other people's opinions, meaning self-love. Like, have your, when you have self-love, other people's opinions don't affect you in the way that they do mm-hmm. when you don't have self-love.
Yeah.
Because when you don't have self-love and someone says, "Well, you were being hateful," or "You're fat," or "You're this," or "You're whatever," you take it personal and it's hurtful and it's like, "Oh my gosh, I am fat," or "I was being rude." But when you have self-love, it's like, you know, if someone were, I mean, I'm not thin, but I'm beautiful. And if someone, if someone were to say to me, you know, "You're really fat," I would probably laugh and say, "Well, you're absolutely."
Do you lose sleep at night because of the hat or something?
I hope that that's not causing trauma in you. You know, if it is, don't look at me.
Yeah,
you know.
I never understood that when I was younger and I suffered from some depression. I had gained quite a bit of weight when I moved to South America, and they're very vocal over there. Like, random people on the street that I did not know would yell at me, "Gorda," which is fat, fatso, right? And I remember thinking, I was young, but I remember thinking, why does that bother them?
Yeah, what's the issue?
Why?
But why do people do that? People do that because it makes them, when they're putting down someone else, it's like somebody could be, you know, have a sixth toe, but they'll say, "Well, but at least I'm not fat like that person.
Yeah, but I'll constantly, what does it matter? Like, I'm not in your life. I don't know you. Why the need to yell at me?
And you're not gorda. You're beautiful. Bonita.
Bonita, hermosa. Yes, I was like 13, 14.
See, and that's so sad and so disgusting.
Luckily, I mean, my mentality.
Is that when you got the compass to stab people with?
That was a little older. But that's what's made it build up.
There you go.
These fuckers ain't going to bring me down.
And one of the most important things is to have the courage to walk alone.
Yes,
because
bring it.
In the beginning of this journey, all of the people around you, they're not used to you saying no, mm-hmm. or taking your power back.
Boundary.
And there may come a time where you start to feel a little lonely because they'll start falling away. The people, let me say that again. You ready? The people who are using you, your finances, your time, your energy, your self-worth will fall away. Mm-hmm. That is something to have a party about.
Oh, and like I said earlier, it's liberating, it's freeing.
It really is.
I was never a person to have many friends, but I've had those friends that, or acquaintances that were latched on for a reason or another. And then once I started, letting go, it's like, whew.
And then when you do let go of that, and when those people do start to fall away, guess what happens? It opens up this huge space to let in people who are going to love you exactly as you are. Mm-hmm. People
not expect anything from you.
Surrounding yourself with people that respect you for who you are, mm-hmm. not people that you have to earn their respect, because those people tend to not be very nice people anyway.
Right? You don't want them. You don't want their negative vibrations.
Because they might want abundance. And
abundance.
Okay, sorry. But, there's going to be moments when nobody's going to be there to hold your hand. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be times when nobody's going to be there to walk your path with you. And when that happens, what we want you to remember is that for you to have, you have absolutely nothing to fear.
Yeah.
Your soul is there to guide you. Your divine spirit is there. Your within you, the strength and wisdom and courage and confidence, they'll all be given to you. So there is nothing to fear. And, it is, you're never alone.
Yeah.
Because you have your own divine.
Yeah. And once you actually get rid of all that excess chatter, I call it, or excess energy or bad vibrations, right? You'll be able to tune more into yourself.
Well, and you can.
Because you don't have to take care of all those yeses you were feeling obligated to do, and just that energy vampire sucking,
being able to take a nap if you want to, because you're not so run down from constantly going and doing. And now, don't get me wrong, I mean, there's things that I enjoy doing, and I don't mind being overtired because I did them.
Yeah.
But how many times in the past, I mean, you and I don't really do it anymore, but how many times in the past were we just exhausted because we were constantly doing for everyone else what their passion was? Yes.
Not no mo. Yeah. Reclaim your power. Say that with your fist high in the air, right? So reclaim their power. Just do the things that you once loved to do.
Yeah.
If for some reason you stopped them, because you were... Just say no when no is needed, and no longer thinking of yourself as small or weak and powerless. Reclaim your power and just start to see yourself as the beautiful, strong, bold, courageous being you were created to be, right?
Yeah.
And by realizing, your life is yours to live. I always say that. This is your life. Are you who you want to be, right?
Exactly.
The power is yours to keep. You don't have to give it away to anybody.
No.
And
you can take back your power from whatever it is that you left it with. Mm-hmm. And you can promise yourself to never give it away to anyone ever again. And, you're a lot more powerful than you think and far more resilient than you give yourself credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so beneficial to start seeing yourself like that as this just amazing, powerful being. The fact that your heart beats all day, every day. is astounding.
Miraculous.
We are just the way that we are made, mind, body, and spirit is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. And this isn't so much on this topic, but for that person, you know, that is down, you know, and not learning how to reclaim and depressed. My husband Lance had sent a video, I don't know if you watched it, where they offered this one guy, they're like, here, I'll give you $1 million. Does that make you happy? And he's like, oh yeah, that makes me really happy. And he's like, would you like more? And he's like, sure. He's like, okay, I'm going to give you $10 million, but you won't wake up tomorrow. You'll be dead. Wow. Do you still want those $10 million? And so then he's like, well, shit, you know, money's not worth that much anymore.
Ooh,
just
yeah.
Being me, myself, and I, who I am, just waking up in the morning is the blessing.
Yeah.
And open those eyes and reclaim your power. Choose that morning to reclaim your power. Today I'm going to, it doesn't have to be all at once.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this to everybody in my circle, but just start with that person that you feel is, be honest with yourself. Who's bringing you down? Who's draining you the most? And it's not it's not selfish. Get rid of that guilt trip. Let it go.
And start realizing the most important person that you wake up with is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have come to that space of being happy with waking up in your own skin, mm-hmm. Laura and I talk about this all the time. Anybody that is in your life, they are not the frosting to your chocolate cake. You should be your own chocolate cake and frosting. They're just a little bit of whipped cream and a cherry.
Or some sprinkles.
And some sprinkles if you like sprinkles. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to be your own chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's really important. So, because like we said, you are a lot more powerful and resilient than most people give themselves credit for. And once you start seeing yourself like that and you start trusting yourself, it will get better. Mm-hmm. Every day you become more confident and then you realize how much you actually shine.
Yeah. I'd love to hear if anybody has any, stories of how they reclaimed their power back and got rid of that either toxic boss or friend or somebody, and just give us an example. I had to distance myself for a while from a friend that I had because at that time I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
The vibrations and the energy I felt being around them was draining. And I didn't really even give them a full explanation of it. I just said, I cannot be around you now. I am at a space where I can't do this. The future, I said, I don't know. But right now, I can't do it.
And sometimes you can do the just taking a bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because that also gives them the opportunity to see how much you mean in their life.
It definitely.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with trying that again. I had a friend that I had that same mm-hmm. conversation with, and then tried again, and they did the same thing, and
yeah.
and then I pointed it out, and they said, "What are you talking about?"
And
I'm not doing that. And then it was after I would say probably for me it was probably the 700th time because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed apparently. I finally just said, I can't, this is detrimental to me.
And I know it was hard on you because you had been friends for so long.
Yeah, it was.
But you reached that point where...
Well, you know what's really funny? It was hard on me to do the actual, cutting that string.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, it was like Hercules, the animated Hercules, the three, called? I can't remember what they're called. But they have the little scissors and they just,
mm-hmm.
once it was cut, it was like... I literally felt the weight of the world fall off of me.
Yeah, you haven't really looked back.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, at least we haven't talked about it being
It's not an issue.
Hard on you. Yeah.
Not an issue. So, well, thank you so much as always.
For
great talk.
Listeners, yes.
Great talk. We will be doing another episode today. We're going to be doing the difference between emotions and feelings.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
It is. It's very, very
hard to wrap around my head.
It's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. So, because there is a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, love, wisdom. We appreciate all of you very, very much. And I hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your week.
And take back your power.
Take back your power.
Peace.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about Free Will Healing, Tina, or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
And also, please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
We encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?